Please bow ahead and pray in silence.
让我们低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence a Friday night service.
Hallelujah. 现在奉主耶稣的名开始我们今天晚上星期五的聚会。
Let's all rise up and praise the name of the Lord by singing hymn 162.
让我们大家一起站起来来歌颂，用162首诗来歌颂我们的神。
162.
162首。
Let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
感谢神在我们呢，今天晚上聚会之前，让我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's pray together.
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿所有的平安都归于你们的身上。
Praise and thank God that God have given us another week to live and come here to worship Him.
感谢神，神又给我们一个非常平安的一周，让我们可以来到这里来敬拜他。
Actually, I realize as a chosen people of God, it's so precious that every day we can get up and be able to worship God.
作为一个神所拣选的子民，我们应该非常珍惜我们每天可以在起床来有时间来敬拜他。
As a worker of God, I drive quite often.
作为一个神的工人的话，我在路上的时间很多。
And almost every week when I'm driving, I always see some kind of bad accident.
每周的话，当我在路上开车的时候，都会看到很多车祸发生。
But praise and thank God for many of us, my very few of us get to an accident.
非常感谢神，我们其中很少人遭受过车祸这样的事情。
Actually, we have to really praise and thank God.
也就因为这样，我们要大大的感谢神。
So that's why every moment, every opportunity we have, we should spend our time to draw ourselves closer to God.
就因为这样，在我们生命中的每时每刻的话，我们都要努力去与神接近。
Because in this world, truly, there's no hope.
因为在这个世界上，我们是没有任何的希望的。
Even the hope that this world has is not a living hope.
尽管这个世上所有的希望也不是我们所要提到的永生的希望。
But the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ is a living hope.
就把我们的希望建立在主耶稣身上，这种希望才是永生的希望。
So because it's a living hope, it gives us strength to continue in our faith.
因为这个永生的希望，它才给我们力量和勇气。
And the hope is that one day we'll be with our Lord Jesus Christ forever.
这种希望就是有一天我们可以在天堂与主耶稣生活在一起。
And this is the hope for every single one of us.
这应该是我们每个人所应该拥有的希望。
So this evening I would like to share with you a living hope.
今天晚上我要和大家分享的就是永生的希望。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们翻到彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第三节，我们主耶稣基督的父，神是应当称颂的。他照着自己的大怜悯，急着耶稣基督从死人中复活，重生了我们，使我们有永生的盼望。
So the epistle of Peter was written to the pilgrim who dispersed in different areas. Written to the pilgrims.And verse 1? Verse
1? 在这里基督耶稣使使徒知道写给分散在那本都加拿大和各地的积聚的人民。
So as a pilgrim, so as a sojourner, actually their place of staying is only temporary.
对这些人来说，他们当时所居住的地方只是暂时的。
And because of this, many of them, they feel they have no strength and no hope.
就因为这样，他们很多人都感觉他们没有任何的希望。
Because they all suffer much as they go to different places.
在他们去各种不同的地方的时候，他们都遭受了不同的苦难。
So that's why Peter written this epistle to encourage them.
这就是之所以彼得来写这个致书这封信来鼓励他们的原因。
And to tell them, according to the God abundant mercy has begotten us again.
在这里彼得告诉他们，由于神的大怜悯的话，所以说他们可以重得希望。
And as he begotten us, he gave us a living hope.
就是因为神的大爱的话，他们重新拾得了
And this living,
拾起了希望。
This living hope is a living because our Lord Jesus Christ have died and resurrected for us.
为什么这个希望是永活的盼望呢？因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
So those of us who are his chosen people.
我们这些作为神的选民
This living hope is also should be inside of us.
这个永生的盼望应该活在我们的心里。
But even though many people in the world, they also have some kind of hope.
尽管这个世上的一些人的话也是有一些不同的盼望。
Because hope gives a person the strength to continue on in their lives.
因为这个希望的话可以给一个人一个勇气让他继续前进。
If people have no hope inside of them, this means their life become meaningless.
假如说一个人没有在内心中没有希望的话，那他的生命就是没有任何的希望。
And when their life become meaningless, and then many of them they don't feel they need to live any longer.
假如说他们感觉这个生命没有任何的意义的话，他们就感觉没有任何的目的去活下去。
So that's why those who commit suicide because of their hopelessness.
那些自杀的人的话，都是因为他们没有任何的希望。
I remember when I was in Africa, Ghana, Africa.
当我在非洲加拿的时候
，Of course, many brothers and sisters there, they love to see missionary there.
那里好多弟兄姐妹都希望我们可以过去给他们传福音。
But they even love more the missionary who came from the United States.
他们也希望很多从美国来的这些人给他们传福音。
Because every time I tell them I come from the United States, their eyes would open so wide.
因为他每次的话，我看到他知道有从美国来的传福音的人的话，他们眼睛都睁得大大的。
Because every single one of them inside their heart that one day they will come to America.
因为在他每个人的心里，他们都盼望有一天他们可以来到美国。
And they continue to have this hope inside their heart.
他们不停地把这个希望放在他们的心里。
I remember when we go to a village, we usually have to go to speak to the chief first, the chief of that village.
当我去到一个小村落的时候，我和这个村落的村长说话的时候。
Of course, when you go talk to the chief, you not talk to him directly.
当然，你和这个村长说话的时候，你不可以和他直接的谈话。
Because the chief is not a common person.
因为这个村长的话不是一个普通的人。
But a person who is very important.
这个人村长是一个非常重要的人物。
So when we go and talk to him, we have two translators next to him.
当我和村长交谈的方法是通过一个中间人。
So every time we talk, we have to talk to the translator.
每次我要和这个村长交谈的话，我要通过这个翻译的人。
And then the translator talk to the chief.
然后这个翻译的人再同这个村长来
交谈。And then when the chief want to talk to us, the chief have to talk to the translator, then the translator talk to us.
然后这个村长，然后还要再通过这个中间的翻译的人来说，然后中间这个翻译的人再把这个事情告诉我。
And during the time we talk about 10 to 15 minutes.
有一次我和这个村长交谈了15-16分钟的时间。
And during this time, you know, Pastor Cole and the other workers they do most of the talking.
在那个整个的交谈过程中呢，郭传道、柯传道和另外一个人，讲了大部分的话。
And then a time was my turn to talk.
这时是我轮到我说话了。
So I say that I'm come from United States.
我就告诉这个村长说我是从美国来的。
So the minute the chief heard that I was from United States, he was so excited.
当这个村长听到这句话的那一瞬间的话，他变得非常的兴奋。
And he spoke in English directly to me.
他用英语直接和我交谈了。
And he said, "Oh, I've been to the United States before."
他说，我以前到过美国。
He said, "I've been to New York, I've been to Seattle. I love the United States."
我去过纽约，我去过西雅图，我喜欢美国。
So you can see, right, this chief, even though he feels so important, but when he hears about the United States, he got so excited.
你可以看得出，虽然这个村长是个非常重要的人物，但是当他听到这个美国这个字眼的时候，他就变得非常的兴奋，
so、almost,
以至于和我交谈。
Almost every members I encounter in Africa, they always ask me, "Hey, Rudy, can you take me to the United States?"
几乎所有在这个非洲生活的生活的人的话，都要问我是不是你可以带我去美国。
Of course, most of our members in Africa, they're just common people, so they are not rich. So this means they have no opportunity at all to come to the United States.
当然，在这个我们在非洲的大部分信徒都不是非常富有的人，他没有机会可以来到美国。
And after they tried many, many times to come to the United States, but after all this trial, they did not come true, and then their hope is totally lost.
他们试图很多次来到美国的时候，但是最后的希望没有达成，他们的希望也就破灭了。
But maybe many of us who live in the United States,
我们很多人都生活在美国。
Even though we know our hope is in the heavenly kingdom,
尽管我们知道我们的盼望是在天国。
But every single one of us hope that one day we make a lot of money.
但是我们也希望有一天我们可以赚很多很多
钱。One day that we can live in a fancy house and drive in a fancy car.
我们也希望有一天我们可以住进一个非常大的房子，开一个非常漂亮的车。
Actually, this kind of motivation is good.
其实这种动机是好的。
To have this kind of hope is nothing wrong with it.
有这样的盼望的话，也没有什么不对的。
Because through this hope, it motivates us to work and to do good things.
因为这样的盼望的话，让我们有动力去更努力的工作。
But I see our hope should not only in this world.
但是我们的盼望不要只在这个世界上。
Because this world one day will disappear.
因为这个世上有一天会消失的。
And everything we have in this world will be lost.
我们所有在世上所拥有的一切都会失去。
So that's why our hope is also had to be in the heavenly kingdom.
这就是说我们的盼望也要在天上。
Just like Peter written to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像彼得在这里所写给大家的书信一样。
He tell them not to be discouraged.
他告诉大家 不要失去信心。
Because their hope is a living hope.
因为他们所用的盼望是永生的盼望。
And the first reason why their hope is a living hope because God's abundant mercy has begotten them again.
在这里，他告诉大家为什么不要失去信心，因为神神的怜悯一直陪伴着他们。
Actually, every time I reflect about my faith.
每一时刻我来回想我的信仰的时候。
I truly praise and thank God.
我真真正正的了来称赞我们的神。
Because there's 6.5 billion people in the whole world.
因为在这个世界上，在这个世界上一共有65亿人。
But I'm one of the few people who have been chosen to give this living hope.
但是只有极少极少数的人被拣选来成为他的子民。
The reason we have this living hope not because of ourselves.
我们之所以有这个永生的盼望，不是因为我们自己的原因。
But because the mercy of God is upon every single one of us.
是因为神的恩惠加在了我们每个人的身上。
By sending His only begotten Son to die for us on a cross.
神因为加到怜悯，他把他的儿子让他的儿子为我们而死。
Not only that, but also to resurrect it for every single one of us.
他不仅不仅让他的儿子从死里，而且通过他儿子从死里复活，也
让我们可以复活。Because if he only died for us, and then we have no hope at all.
假如说基督没有从死里复活的话，那我们就没有永生的盼望。
Because if he only died for us, he have no power to overcome death. If he only died, did not resurrected, he has no power to overcome death.
假如说他死去的话，并没有复活的话，他就没有这个力量战胜死亡。
But because if he died and resurrected, he has power to overcome death.
是因为他死去了，但是又从死里复活，这样他才有这个能力来战胜死亡，使我们从死里复活。
And because of this, he became the source of life.
就是因为这样，他成为了这个生命的源泉。
Not only become the source of life, he became the giver of life.
不仅他是生命的源泉的话，他也是我们生命的给予者。
And not only a giver of life, but also the sustainer of life.
他不仅给予我们生命，他也是维持我们的生命。
So that's why every single one of us sitting here tonight, our Lord Jesus Christ should be the object of our life.
所以说我们在座的每一位的话，在这个生命当中的话，耶稣应该是我们人生生活的目的。
Because the reason we can sit here tonight, because our Lord Jesus Christ purchased every single one of us with his own blood.
是因为之所以我们今天每一个人可以在座这里听神所讲的道的话，是因为神用他的宝血拣选了我们。
That's why we should not take our faith so lightly.
所以说我们不要把我们的信心想当然。
But rather continue day by day to live a life to draw ourselves closer to God.
相反，我们要每一天每一时刻的话，我们都要努力的与神靠近。
That's why we read on chapter 1 verse 18.
让我们读第一章第十八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18.
第一章第十八节。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your father, verse 19.
第十九节。
But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we can see in these two verses for real that our Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us with his own blood.
从这两节我们可以看出神耶稣真真正正用他的宝血来赎了我们。
So because of this in verse 17 it says we should stay our life here in fear.
这所以说在第十七节说我们要存敬畏的心过你们寄居的日子。
That means our Lord Jesus Christ did everything that he had to be done for every single one of us.
就是说主耶稣做了他一切所需要做的事情为了我们在座的每一个人。
If we take this mercy and we take this grace and this hope to become very lightly, then really shame on us.
假如说我们把他这个恩典看得很轻的话，那我们就在他面前失去了荣耀。
I often share with the younger generation that for me, really a lot of times I'm weak in my faith.
我也觉得到现在我们很多的年轻的一代的话都的信仰都很脆弱。
Because what God expectation for me to do, I always fall short of it.
因为神想让我做的事情的话，我总是做的不好。
So because of this, actually, it allowed me to have more strength to continue to become, you know, more good in front of Him.
就是因为这一点的话，我要继续的努力做得更好，在他面前。
So the first reason why our hope is a living hope because of God's mercy is upon us.
之所以神是我们的永生的盼望，是因为神把他的怜悯加在我们的身上。
And the second reason is in First Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
第二的原因是第彼得前书第一章第四节。
It say here to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away reserved in heaven for you.
是我们在天上所得基业是那得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残的。
Of course, the living hope that's inside of us is one day we'll inherit the kingdom of heaven.
我们应该具有的这个永生的盼望就是我们那将来在天国的基业。
And this kingdom of heaven is not like anywhere else in this world.
就我们在天国的基业的话并不像这个世上的我们所拥有的财产。
Because this inheritance is incorruptible.
因为这个在天上的基业是不可以朽坏的。
Everything we have in this world will be corrupted one time or another.
因为在世上我们所拥有的一切的财产有一天都会消失的。
I remember when my brother was in jail.
我记得我的弟弟。
My older brother.
我的大哥在这个监狱的时候。
When he was in jail, you can see he did so many good things.
他在监狱里的做了很多好的事情。
He worked to save some money.
他努力的工作就攒了很多的钱。
Of course, he also finished his high school diploma.
当然他也完成了他也高中毕业。
And I asked him, why do you have this kind of, you know, motivation to do all these things?
我就问他你为什么有这样的动机来做这些事情呢？
Because he told me, he said the hope that one day he will be released out of jail.
他告诉说，他说他希望有一天他可以从监狱里被放出来。
But not many months later after he came out of jail.
但是当几个月之后，他从监狱里被放出来的时候
，all the hope that he had inside his heart was gone.
所有在他心里所拥有的那些以前的希望的话，都已经消失了。
Because when he first came out of jail, he had the hope that he will have a really good job.
因为他在从监狱出来的时候他心里所拥有的希望就是他可以找到一个很好的工作
and be able to save a lot of money
可以攒很多的钱
and also he have this hope that one day that his wife will come back to him
他也希望有一天的话他的妻子可以再重新回到他的身边
so when all these things did not happen
但是所有这些事情都没有实现
so he become very hopeless
但是他变得他失去了希望。
And because of this hopelessness, and then he turned back to drugs and alcohol again.
因为这些所有的希望都已经变成了烟雨，所以说他就开始了染上了毒瘾。
Actually, my older brother is a quite a good-looking guy.
其实我的大哥的话是一个非常潇洒的一个。
But when he was here 3 months ago for work, I saw him. Really, I feel so sad inside my heart.
在我几个月之前，我看到他一次的话，我心里对他感觉有很多的怜悯。
Because he, you know, he's still drinking, he's still smoking.
因为他还是一直在抽烟，一直在喝酒。
And he's so skinny, he's all skin and bones.
他真的很瘦，瘦的就像骨瘦如柴一样。
And his teeth is like all fallen off.
他的牙的话都已经快掉下来了。
And he's only 37 years old.
他只有37岁。
When I look at his face, he's all so black.
当我看到他的脸的时候，他的脸色是黑黑的。
Why? Because the hope that he has inside of him when he's in jail did not, did not come true for him.
因为他在这个监狱里所拥有的一切的希望的话都没有实现。
So the hope in this world a lot of time will become corrupted.
因为所以说我们在这个世上的有些希望的话
But our hope in heaven is incorruptible.
但是我们在天上，我们这个永生的希望
Not only that,
永生的盼望是永远不会衰残的。
Undefiled also.
我们在天上的基业的话也不会玷污的
and it does not fade away
也不会衰残
so this is really a great hope for every single one of us
这确实是我每个人所拥有的所应该拥有的一个很大的盼望
you know I think about my adopted father
我想起我的继父来
even though he died and passed away at a young age
虽然他非常年轻的时候就离开了我们。
But I myself as a son, I have a hope that one day I will see him in the heavenly kingdom.
作为一个养子的话，我是一直希望将来可以在天国再遇见他。
And for sure, I know that my hope is a living hope.
我知道我心里所拥有这个盼望的话是永生的盼望。
Because he did everything according to God's will.
因为他做了所有的事情都是依照神。
Then he inherited this incorruptible kingdom of heaven.
他所以也拥有了，也可以继承这个在天国的这个永不可以衰残的基业。
But for my Cambodian parents,
但是对于我这个柬埔寨的父母来说
，Every time I talk to them, I feel so hopeless.
每一次我和他们交谈的时候，我都觉得毫无的希望。
Especially my father is 85 years old.
我的父亲已经是八十多岁的人。
If he died tomorrow, I know I will not see him in heaven.
假设明天离开我们的话，我知道我不会在天国再见到他。
So because of this, my hope for him in this world one day will fade away.
之所以这样的话，我在这个在这个世上对他的希望的话，有一天总会消失的。
So it doesn't matter what kind we have a hope in this world.
不管我们在这个世上有什么样的希望
，Actually, the hope in this world one day will fade away, just like anything else in this world.
就像这个世上的其他一切的东西一样，我们这个世上的盼望的话，有一天也会消失的。
We have the hope one day we become millionaires.
我们希望有一天我们可以成为百万富翁。
But when we die, our hope fade away. We cannot take this money with us.
但是当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们这个盼望就会随之而消失，因为我们不可以把这个钱随我们一起带走。
Become the most famous person in the whole world.
我们希望我们可以成为这个世界上非常著名的人物。
When you die, there's no you no longer be famous.
但是当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们就不再是非常著名的人物了。
So every single hope in this world, one day will be fade away.
所以说，在这个世上每个希望的话都会消失的。
That's why in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24.
让我们来看一下这个彼得前书第一章第二十四节。
It says, "All flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever."
所有的人，尽都如草，他们的荣美都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道永远长存。
Every single one of us sitting here, we just like a grass.
我们在座所有的人的话，都像。都像草一样。
And whatever we accomplish in this world is just like the flower of the grass.
我们所有在这世上所成就的一切的话，都像这个花一样。
But one day the grass wither.
但是有一天的话，这个草会枯干的。
And the flower falls away.
花也会凋谢的。
But what we have is the word of God.
但是我们所拥有的、所剩下的就是主的道。
Because the word of God is God Himself.
因为主的道就是主他自己。
And through Him we have this living hope.
通过这个主的道的话，我们才有这个永生的盼望。
And this living hope is reserved in the heavenly kingdom for us.
这个永生的盼望的话，就是为我们这个天上所保留的基业。
And why do we know for sure this hope is always going to be for us?
我们在通过什么才可以知道这个永生的希望是为我们保留的呢
？Because in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 say, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time."
就正如彼得前书第一章第五节所说的，就是因为你就是你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，得着预备在世上末日要显现的救恩。
Actually, the reason this hope is a living hope because it's kept by the power of God.
为什么说这个我们所拥有的这个永生的盼望是神能力保守
？Because it's kept by the power of God, that's why it's not incorruptible, and that's why it's not corruptible, it's not undefiled, does not fade away.
因为这个永生的盼望是通过神的能力所保守的，所以说它不可以朽坏，不可以玷污，不可以摧残。
But the same time, we need to have faith.
但是同样的，我们也需要有这个信心。
Because in verse 5 says, "Kept by the power of God through faith, this is the faith that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ."
在这里说，神通过神能力的保守，也要通过我们这个信。
So how do we know we have faith in this living hope?
我们怎样才知道我们对这个永生的盼望有信心呢
？Actually, we have faith in this living hope, and then we will do exactly like what's said in verse 13.
假设我们对这个永生的盼望有信心的话，那么我们就会照这个十四节所说的去做。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
第一章第十四节。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第十四节，你们这些顺服的儿女，就不要再效法从前无知的时候放纵私欲的生活。
So if we truly have faith in this living hope,
只要我们真正拥有这个永生盼望的信心
，We will take our faith very seriously.
我们就会对我们的信心非常的谨慎。
And if we take our faith seriously, then we can say we gird up the loins of our mind and be sober.
假如说我们把我们这个信心非常的谨慎的话，那我们就不再去效法从前无知的时候放纵私欲的生活。
Of course, none of us here are drunkards.
我知道我们在座的人没有一个是酗酒的。
But when I say be sober here, be sober from the things in this world.
我们不要再硬心效法这个世上所做的。
Do not allow the things in this world to make us drunk.
不要允许这世上的一切的话让我们醉酒。
Because when we are drunk, we do not know what we're doing.
因为当我们醉酒的时候，我们就不知道我们所做的是什么。
And we are drunk, this means we do not rest our hope fully in our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们被这个世上的一切所醉倒的时候，我们就不会把这个主耶稣来作为我们信仰的根基。
So do not allow Satan to deceive us with the things in this world.
也不要让这个世上的也不要让这个撒旦通这个世上的一切来诱惑我们。
Because Satan is walking around like a roaring lion.
因为这个撒旦就像这个世上行走的猛兽一样。
And ready to devour those who are drunk with the things of this world.
准备吞噬那些在世上醉酒的人。
So we have to take our faith more seriously.
所以说我们要把我们的信仰看得非常的严肃。
And be faithful in every little things that our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do.
我们要对主耶稣让我们所做的一切甚至一件很小的事情都要非常的谨慎。
Last night at the campus fellowship, we study on the truth about Christmas.
昨天晚上的话，青年的团契我们学习了圣诞节的由来。
Actually, the reason I brought this topic up because I realized that many members did not consider Christmas to be such a big deal.
因为好多的人都认为过圣诞节的话不是一个大不了的事情。
But actually, we want to be faithful to God.
但是我想我要对主耶稣有信心。
We should not have any kind of part of Christmas at all.
我们不想让我们在座的人有任何和这个圣诞节有相关的联系在一起。
Because Christmas is derived from paganism, from idol worshiping.
因为这个圣诞节是从这个崇拜这个外神由来的。
Of course, because of this, we should not have part with it at all.
就因为这样的话，我们不应该和这个圣诞节挂任何的关系。
But we really don't care about this. This means we really we're not serious in our faith.
假如说我们不对这个事实的话不关心的话，就证明我们没有把这个我们的信仰看得非常的严肃。
And in verse 14, it also says, "As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts, as you are ignorant."
就如这个第十四节所说的，你们是既是顺服的儿女的话，就不要在效忠从前无知的时候放纵私欲的生活。
So the second thing we need to keep our hope alive is to be obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二点，我们要把我们的信仰看得非常严肃的，就是我们要做一个顺服的儿女。
If we are not obedient, this means we are not doing according to God's will.
假如说我们不是一个顺服的儿女的话，那就是我们。就是说我们不会去照着神所说的话去做。
But if we are obedient, this means we cannot be conformed, right, to the former lust that we have inside of us.
假如说我们不是一个顺服的儿女的话，我们就不会去效法神所说的话。
So how can we overcome all this former lust that we have inside of us?
如何我们才可以抵制我们在心中的所有的私欲呢？
Actually, this former lust we can think maybe before we came to know Christ.
也许在我们来到主耶稣之前的话，我们都有各种各样的私欲。
Maybe this former lust become from the sin is from the beginning from Adam and Eve.
这些私欲的话，也是从这个最开始的亚当夏娃而来的。
But no matter who we are, we will have this kind of lust inside of us.
就是不管我们不管你我是谁的话，我们都是有这样的私欲。
But we cannot conform to it.
但是我们不能效法这样的。
But rather transform ourselves above all these former lusts.
我们要把我们让我们的信仰升华，让我们不要效法这个世上的。
Let's turn the book of Romans chapter 12.
我们翻到罗马书。
The book of Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12. Verse 2.
罗马书第十二章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
第二节说，不要模仿这个世代，都要急着心意的更新来改变过来，使你们可以检查出什么是神的旨意，就是检查出什么是美好的，蒙他悦纳的和完全的事。
So the first transformation we need to do is to overcome the things of this world and the thing that's in our mind.
第一件事我们要所更新改变过来的，就是我们要抵制这个世上所有的私欲，让我们可以检查出我们内心。
What we need to do is transform ourselves and our mind.
我们要更新我们的心还有我们的意。
Actually, our mind is the most difficult thing to transform.
其实想的什么的话，我们心里头想的东西的话是最难改变的。
Because I realized the things that I did when I was a Gentile is still inside my mind.
因为我意识到当我是这个外邦人的时候，我所做的这个事情，我心里虽然有私欲，仍然在我的心里。
And if I do not cultivate myself, these things that my former lust keep creeping into my mind.
假如我不是时常的读经祷告来提高我自己的话，这种私欲的话，还经常来到我的头脑当中。
See, maybe for many of us, it's the same thing.
这对于我们在座的很多人的话，也是。
Maybe in our mind, there's many things that's not according to God's will.
假如说我们没有按照神的事情、神的教导来做的话
，But we need to transform this mind to be acceptable in front of God. We need to transform our mind to be acceptable in front of God.
我们要让我们的心意更新，来达到神的标准。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 3.
让我们翻到第彼得前书
chapter 3 verse 3 and verse 4.
第三章第四节
verse 3 and verse 4.
第三章第四节
Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Verse 4.
第四节
Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty.Of the Gentile, of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. So we know here in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4, it tells us, do not let your adornment be merely outward.
在这第三章第三节第四节的话，不要单注重外表的装饰。
This does not mean that you cannot make yourself look beautiful.
这里并不是说你不可以让你自己变得漂亮。
But do not only think to make yourself outwardly to be beautiful.
但是我们所要做的话，不只是把你的外表看弄得很漂亮。
But rather to focus more in the inner person.
相反，你要去要更注重你的内心的。
That is the inner person is of our heart.
这是我们每个人的内心。
Because the beauty inside our heart is incorruptible.
因为在我们内心的美丽的话是不可以凋谢的。
And this gentle and quiet spirit is precious in the sight of God.
因为这个我们在心存在内心的温柔安静是神认为极其宝贵的事情。
So the second transformation is transform our hearts to be pleasing in front of God.
所以说我们第二点要改变我们自己的话，就是改变我们的内心，让神作为喜悦的事情。
We know human being by nature heart is very wicked.
我们知道作为人的本质的话，我们内心是非常的邪恶的。
A lot of time our hearts think about many evil things.
很多的时候我们的内心想着很多邪恶的事情。
That's why we need to continually to cultivate our hearts.
就是我们要不停的来提高我们的修养。
So everything is inside of us is beautiful and is precious.
使我们的内心变得更加的漂亮。
Because
在神的面前更加的宝贵。
And it will be pleasing to God.
这样我们就会用我们的内心来赞扬我们的神。
So not only transform our mind, but also transform our heart.
我们不仅要改变我们的思想，也要改变我们的心。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所书第四章第二十九节。
Verse 29.
第二十九节。
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer.
第二十九节，一句坏话也不可出口，就要适当的说造就人的好话，使听见的人得益处。
See, I know that many young people they like to, you know, say curse or swear words.
我知道，很多年轻的人的话都喜欢说一些脏话。
Because among the young people, when you swear and all this stuff, you feel like, you know, you are cool.
当我们年轻人说一些说一些这些非常脏的话的时候，他觉得是一种非常酷的事情。
Sometimes when I talk to our younger members, they say a lot of swear words right in front of me. I'm like, oh, you know, why you say this kind of stuff?
当我在一次和一个教会的年轻人说话的时候，他说了很多这个脏话。
Of course, sometimes you know, I'm so young, they forget that I'm a minister.
有些时候我也是个非常年轻的人，我很容易忘记我是一个传道。
And I realize this is a trend among a younger generation.
我也知道这是这个时代的一个风尚。
Swearing become very easy for them.
说脏话对是这个年轻人非常容易做的事情。
But say here we need to transform our speech.
但是这里也说我们要改变我们的说话的方式。
And say here let not corrupt word proceed out of our mouth.
不要让一句说话流出我们的口。
But what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer.
但是要适当的说造就人的好话，是听见的人得益处。
So not only transform our mind, our heart, but also our speech.
所以说不仅要改变我们的心，改变我们的思想的话，要改变我们的说话的
方式。And if we fail to do these three things, then our life truly will transform to overcome the former lust of this world.
只要我们能做这三件事情的话，我们的生命是真正会改变。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
让我们翻到腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
第四章第八节。
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there's any virtues, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
第四章第八节，最后兄弟们，凡是真实的、庄重的、公正的、纯洁的、可爱的、声誉好的，无论是什么美德、什么称赞，这些事你们都应当思念。
So because our hope is a living hope,
因为我们的希望是永生的盼望。
We should no longer live according to a former lust.
所以说我们不应该再照着这个世上的私欲而生活。
But transform our mind.
但是我们要改变我们的思想。
To the mind of Christ.
变成神的思想。
Transform our heart,
改变我们的心。
To the heart of Christ,
成为神的心。
And transform our speech,
改变我们的说话的方式。
Just like the speech of our Lord Jesus Christ,
就像神说话的方式一样。
And last of all, transform our life,
最后我们这样，我们就可以改变我们的人生。
Just like the life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
就像是我们基督的人生一样。
And only then we can impart this living hope to all other people around us.
这样我们才可以把我们这个把这个基督的福音显现给在我们旁边的人。
And only then that we can show our Lord Jesus Christ that we understand the hope that He has given to us is a living hope that's inside of us.
这样才可以让别人知道我们在我们心中所存的希望的话是神给我们的永生的盼望。
So, may God continue to guide us and bless us.
愿神继续的带领我们。
Always have this living hope inside of us.
使我们内心永存这个永生的盼望。
Because this living hope is incorruptible.
因为这个永生的盼望是不可以
是损坏的。And this living hope is undefiled.
因为这个永生的盼望是不可以不可以
And this living hope does not fade away.
玷污的，因为这个希望是不可以衰残的。
Because it is reserved in the heavenly kingdom by the power of God through our faith toward Him.
因为我们在这个天上的基业是通过神的大能而保守，并通过我们的对神的信心。
Let's all rise up and sing Him 160.
让我们一起唱诗160首。
160.
让我们一起唱诗160首。
Oh
Now we're going to pray together.
感谢神, 现在我们要一起跪下祷告。
We continue to pray for the passing work and outreach in the Northern California area.
让我们继续为这个在南加州所进行的施工所祷告。
We also pray for the seminars coming up on December 10th to the 16th.
也让我们为这个即将到来的12月10号至12月16号的这个读经这个查经讲机会来祷告。
And we move that we hope that God will move brothers and sisters to come here to listen to His word.
神可以感动这个弟兄姐妹的心，可以来到这里来听听他所讲的道。
We also pray for brothers and sisters weak in faith.
让我们为这信心软弱的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And we pray for tomorrow that God give us a peaceful and joyful Sabbath.
愿神能够给我们一个美好平安的安息日。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.